Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Stone, he's been with me all day, in for Mike Valeni. Rieger will be in tomorrow.
Yes, I'm doing the morning show tomorrow.
Stoney, you had something interesting that happened to you, not just last night, but in this current NBA playoffs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Growing up in the great city of Philadelphia, we kind of hate New York teams for the most part. Sorry, Mike, I hated the Giants, you hated the Eagles, whatever. But we all come together and hate the Dallas Cowboys together. But as far as basketball goes, and a lot of this is because
still don't know how Dallas is considered an East Coast team.
Yes,
but,
I know. Yeah. Anyway, the going to college with most of my friends are from the New York area and are big Knicks fans. So anytime there's a free agent available, it's, oh, LeBron should go to the Knicks. I said, why? Just because it's in New York? The Knicks have done nothing. Their last championship was 1973. They're the most overrated franchise in sports history. The Garden's cool. It's a great atmosphere. I get that. But the actual horrible owner for all those years, Dolan.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't mess with the Rangers too much because I don't think he knows anything about hockey. He hired the right person. Something like Gores hasn't done with Glenn Sather. Anyway, so I hate the Knicks. Always have. But I found myself in watching these playoffs, even though they actually beat the Sixers, my childhood team. Last night I'm sitting there watching. I said, oh my God, something's happened to me. I still wanted them to lose. But I love watching the New York Knicks play basketball right now. They do it the right way.
So are you becoming a Knicks fan?
No, I'm a fan of the way they play. If they had Trailblazers on their jerseys or Pacers, you switch the jerseys, I'd definitely root for them. But let's be honest. They play unselfish. They have a budding superstar, if he's not already, in Jalen Brunson. They defend. They go after loose balls. They're terrific to watch. They remind you kind of at least the makeup of the way the Pistons used to play. Now they're not as good defensively, no. But they at least play defense. They try to play defense. I mean, they take over games late.
They do. You
now,
know,
granted,
what the
they have some help from the officials.
They
now
had
then,
a lot of help, especially in game one.
Well, yeah, in this series and in that series too. Yeah,
guys, come on,
absolutely.
Seriously. Just yeah,
yeah.
But the kickball, like, he didn't kick the ball.
How is that, by the way, not reviewable? If you're going to have replay.
I promise you, next season, that will be reviewable. It will be known as the New York Knick rule.
Yeah.
I mean, but they've always had that. Think about it. We now know that in the NBA, at 0.3 seconds or less, you can't get a shot off.
Trent Tucker.
Why? Because of the Knicks.
Yeah, Trent Tucker.
Was it Tucker?
It was Trent Tucker.
Okay. I thought it was Larry Johnson, but yes. Now, because the Knicks, all of a sudden, miraculously, with 0.1 second left, got off a shot, and it counted. And
yes.
It's like, what? So it's a new rule. You're right. I mean, watching the Knicks, the only thing I don't like about the Knicks, they are one of those teams, it's not the team that you don't like.
Oh, exactly.
It's the fans.
Right.
It's the fan base.
With all due respect to
you can't stand
the celebrities sitting in the front row and all that.
I don't want to hear Stephen A. Smith talk about him. I don't need to see Spike Lee. When they lose, you only want to see the fan base suffer.
Yes, exactly.
It's not the team that you don't like.
Right.
It's the fans.
Yeah. But I was just sitting there watching. God, there's something wrong with me. I enjoy watching the New York Knicks. Watch the, what was it, Sugar Hill, the first legitimate like rap song? The Knicks play basketball.
Right.
Hotel, Motel, Holiday. And, you know, I enjoy watching the Knicks play basketball. It's incredible. I never thought I'd utter those words.
No, it happens. It does happen. I mean, we talked about it pre-show. For me, it was, I can't even say it. It was the John Beilein basketball teams. It was Michigan.
Right. Nobody hates Michigan more than you, but you enjoyed watching them play.
Beeline could take just a bunch of gym class heroes and win and beat you. Not lucky. Flat out beat you
right.
with fundamentals.
Right.
With everything that's not in basketball right now. You know, I don't even know if he could work in today's NIL structure because he was able to go and get the Duncan Robinsons. He was able to go and get all of these people. And you're thinking like, huh, that's all you can do? Wow, they just beat you. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, they just won back-to-back Big Ten titles. Yeah, him, it was enjoyable to watch. Hated the fan base.
Right. I didn't
want to see the fan base ever be happy.
Right. It's almost the same. And I hate, it's like the Celtics, you know, besides, I don't want to have, see Mike have joy for the Celtics, you know, growing up in Philly and then he being here with the Bad Boys versus the Celtics. I always hated the Celtics, but the Celtics team, like the one that lost to the final in the NBA finals, they were kind of likable. I mean, Jason Tatum, okay, yeah, he doesn't come through, but he's not a bad, there's not bad guys on that team that you don't like. So 248-539-9797. I mean, most people here hate New York teams too. So the Knicks, or what is that team that you couldn't stand or you still can't stand, but you know what? You have to admit, God, I love watching them play or I admire them. Because here's another one now. I'm the whole Michigan State thing. We know how weird I am. I like Michigan State football, but not as much, not even close to Michigan football. But I was jealous of Mark D'Antonio style football. That to me was John Beilein. Old big time football.
Right. Yeah, he was Beilein on the football field.
Right. It's the way I thought Brady Hoke should have been, basically.
You know, it's another team for me, and especially now, because they're kind of fun to watch, and they're a young and up and coming team, it's the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers are fun to watch, people.
Yeah, they
look,
are.
Look, I know they're in the same division as the Lions. I know. David, you can shake your head all you want. That's a fun team to watch, man. It is. And they're only going to get better. Not saying you got to become Packers fans. I'm not saying I'm going to walk around with a cheese head. But just when you watch them, if everybody stays healthy, they're going to be problems for the NFL. Like, I hate it back in the day when Favre and then Rodgers and they were at the top. Couldn't stand them. But this team, looking at Jordan Love, and it's like they're fun to watch week in and week out. I mean, heck, they put a scare in the Niners. I thought they were about to beat them until Love finally threw a pick in the final seconds of the game.
I mean, seeing the Knicks play, it's just, God, I wish we had a team like that you could just – they play, as Larry Brown would say, the right way. That's why I like watching the Knicks play. I can't root for them.
248-539-9797. That team that you don't necessarily like, but you respect how they play, and like it or not, it's a guilty pleasure. You kind of like watching them, and you feel dirty about it.
I know, especially when your friends love them.
Ugh. Like I said, for me, it's this current Packers team. Is they're and they drafted pretty well. They're not going. The only good thing is I think that the Lions and Packers will bring back a rivalry. I mean, it was a rivalry, right. But nobody cared about. Now I think you're actually going to see where these two teams play. It's going to be.
But do you, because you're a Niners fan, you don't hate the Packers, or do you, because of the playoff games?
Oh, no, I don't like the Packers.
Okay.
Oh, I can't stand the Packers.
Okay.
Terrell Owens crushing them. In the opening round of the wild card weekend, still one of the best moments. He dropped everything that day. He only held on to one pass.
That was no time left. That was Mooch's team, right?
No time left. He caught the winning touchdown and cried like a baby because he knew he was horrible that day. What's that team for you? 248-539-9797.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.